Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, listen to the archives, read the articles. And we got other things there, folks. You got 1 minute. Actually, you got 15 seconds. We got some things. You know, sometimes we have things you can do there in 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. Lots of good stuff there. And don't forget to take my the poll that we have on the homepage. We always have a different homepage poll. Question for you, and if you'll click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Dr. Amy Hanlon, who's also a member of the New Jersey General Assembly. She's the deputy minority leader there. She's the author of Be Your Own Lobbyist. And Amy, I'd like for you to tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Well, you can go right on Amazon. That's the easiest one. And my book is there, and I also have an author page, and there's an email there. People can contact me with their questions if they're interested, and I'll try to help them.
Right. Good for you, and thank you for that, too, by the way. And thank you for your book. I think this is an important one. Folks, buy two of these and give one away. You're going to want to do that. Amy, here's an idea that I have. See what you think about it. Don't wait until you need to get a politician to do something in your favor to meet that politician. I recommend that you get to know the mayor, the city manager, whatever their title is, of your town, of your city. Even if you live in a big city, you know, call the mayor's office and say, I'd like to invite the mayor to come down and come to my business. I think you'd be amazed, folks, at how many mayors will come to see you if you give them a personal invitation. What do you think, Amy?
You are so right, and it's a shame that too few small business people do that. Too few small business people take that initiative. It's really not hard. Sometimes you might think that the mayor, the council person, or the county commissioner doesn't have time for you, doesn't care about you. You know what? He or she works for you. You have to keep that in mind.
And they're looking for those kinds of opportunities, aren't they?
They sure are. And the time to get to know officials, the time to build bridges, is when you don't have a problem.
Exactly.
So that when you do, and you will, it's inevitable, you'll know who to talk to. You'll know whose door to knock on. And when you knock on that door, you'll get a friendly face.
Now they
stranger.
Know you. It's just like
That's
it's just
right.
like I've told you before about bankers, folks. Don't wait till you need money to meet your banker.
Yep.
And so if you've already met these people and under happy times, and then you've got a problem, then you don't look like the person who only yells at them or talks to them is when you want to yell at them.
That's
about
right.
Something. Amy, give us some more tips. And I like the way you use the term, instead of tips and best practices, you called it tricks and tips. So tell us about some of the tricks of being a good lobbyist.
Well, one thing you have to recognize is that you need to target the official that you go after. The right lobbying target is as important as the right sales prospect, because the same principle applies to both advocacy and sales. If you target everyone, you target no one. I can't tell you how many times mayors get complaints about state laws that they can't change.
Right.
And conversely, legislators get calls to fix sidewalks. So time is wasted.
That is so important.
Right.
Folks, so what you're saying, Amy, is whatever it is that's under your got to put a burr under your blanket, ask around if you don't know who is the controlling entity of that, right?
Exactly right.
If that could be changed, if somebody could snap their fingers and change that, at what level would it be? Would it be the county? Would it be the city? Would it be, would it be the state? Whatever, right?
That's right. You have to spend a little bit of time researching who is able to help you and who is most likely to help you. You know, the likelihood is on your city council, let's say, you've got, let's pick a number, 5 people, that, maybe 3 of those 5 are strong small business
right.
advocates and the other ones aren't worth wasting your time on.
Right. Well, how about this now? And this is a degree of separation kind of a question. What if it turns out that it's not a level above a politician that I know. It's not their responsibility. Somebody else is in another entity. What would be wrong with going to that person saying, look, I know this isn't your problem. You haven't done this, but it's over there. Will you help me connect to those people? Is there anything wrong with that?
Not only isn't there anything wrong with it, that's smart, because that person can pick up the phone and make that connection and save you a whole lot of time.
It's like a referral for a customer, right?
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Referral. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. Okay, talk to us. I got 1 minute. What else do we need to work on?
Okay, every business person knows that different marketing tools are called for in different situations. Sometimes it's advertising. Sometimes it's price discounts, whatever. In the same way, you need to know which communication devices to use, when to call, when to send an email, when to arrange a personal meeting, or when to do nothing. And
right.
I spend a lot of time in my book talking about those.
You know, every chamber of commerce in America should have your book in their library.
Well, I hope that they'll get one, and I hope that they'll remember that we all have the power to make the changes that we need.
Folks, if you're not happy with what's going on, something that you're dealing with, find Amy's book, Be Your Own Lobbyist by Amy Handlin, Handlin. Amy, give us the website one more time.
Okay. Go right on Amazon, and it'll give you the email to reach me if you have questions or
okay.
problems. It's beyourownlobbyist@gmail.com.
All right. Sounds good. Amy, will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
Well, now that we found you, we're not going to let you get away. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you,
Keep
Jim.
Up the good work over there advocating for small businesses
up there
in New Jersey. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Amy Handlin, ladies and gentlemen. Be Your Own Lobbyist. It's an outstanding book. You're going to like it. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.